This poem is called April Fool. I guess there have always been, or for a long time, there have been distance relationships, long-distance relationships, going back to the days of pen pals and regular mail. And then, I suppose the telephone enhanced the possibility for long-distance relationships. But in the mid-90s, phenomenon of internet relationships began to come to my attention. And I wrote this poem. This is a story of a man who took a virtual relationship to a different level, and how the advent of more and more of these relationships changed people's lives and the way they looked at the world. April Fool. On a sunny morning, I found a box, a thing of beauty with magic inside, a flying rainbow of color and words, voices, music, and light. The infinity of space inside this box was sleek and cool and filled me with desire. On a bright, bright day, I met a girl, and oh, how she loved to be at my side. We played and laughed like children when their eyes are bright and wide. We exchanged pictures from outside the box. I took the best that I had so she could see my smile. She sent a snapshot in black and white. A girl with short blonde hair and nautical eyes. I put her picture up over the box, but she left mine inside. When I asked her, she laughed and said it was because it always made her smile. One day I said, "Let's climb out of the box." We used a phone to reach outside and dream such dreams that hearts create. Dreams of passion. Oh, the dreams were fun. But try as I did to bring her out of the box, she had such skills to keep us inside. And one soft night, she got all dressed up, and from her closet she laughed. "You're not really alive. You're not made of flesh and blood. You're silicon, plastic, and wire." I reached for her phone, but she didn't pick up. More plastic and silicon and wire. And that's how I came to live in this box that is just so tall and just so wide. She reached into my chest and showed me my heart. Plastic and silicon and wire. And now I whisper as people pass by, and now and then I smile. But I can't be a wizard, and the rainbow doesn't fly. And Oz is a prison with its doors shut tight.